It's Tech Time, and Linda Lynch is the president of KR Technology Group. She's live in studio. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Tony.
I was away, so the storms, which didn't do much damage to our property or our neighbors, came rolling through here. People lost power. Did it affect you at all?
Yep, we were out for a couple of days, but everything's back to normal now.
Yeah, no AC during those 90 degree temperatures.
No AC. Well, fortunately, we have a generator now, but you know, when you live in the country, when the power's out, you don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even take a shower.
And you were telling me during the break that the fire department was very concerned about the power outages and tried to push consumers into handling that a little bit quicker.
Yep, they did. They helped us out, and even though the problem that caused our problem only affected two houses, we were back in service on Friday night.
All right. Usually when you hear the FBI getting involved in something, you get very paranoid. And in a story in which we talked about earlier today, a lot of folks are having problems with the internet. And tell us what you know.
Well, what everyone is talking about today is a malware threat that is been called DNS Changer. And what happened actually months ago was that a group in Estonia put up a fake DNS server. Now, you got to understand what DNS servers do. And when you type in a URL to go to a web page like kitechnologygroup.com, your computer goes out to a DNS server, which contains like a big internet phone book that tells your computer where to go and look to get the information that you've asked for. So what the group in Estonia did was they put up a fake internet phone book so that if you tried to go maybe to your banking site, they could redirect you to a site of their own. And then, of course, they could capture information, and then they would have access to your bank account because you've just given them your credentials. So when the group was caught and their fake servers were shut down, the way they got people to go there was they put a piece of malware on your computer that changed the information on your computer that routed that initial search to their fake server rather than a legitimate one. So when they were caught, they wanted to take those servers down. The FBI realized that if they did that, many, many people would no longer have access to the internet at all. So they turned those fake servers into legitimate ones and kept them running. And this morning at 12:01, they shut that down. So if you didn't realize you had the problem and you didn't fix it, today you will be unable to get on the internet.
All right. And so you know about the problem ahead of time, but I imagine there are a lot of folks who are happy, like me, that we have people to make sure that stuff doesn't happen.
Right, right. We did check all of our clients who are on contracts. We checked to make sure that they did not have a problem and that their service would continue uninterrupted. Some internet service providers also worked with their clients or their customers ahead of time to resolve the problem so that they wouldn't have issues today. But there may be other internet service providers that did not do that. So there may be people that all of a sudden are out of luck today.
Linda, how do your techs handle that? There's a problem like this. What do they do?
Well, for all problems like this, there's a prescribed course of action to remove the infection and resolve the problems. So we're doing a lot of research on the internet to figure out what those steps are. And then we're just following the guidelines. The companies that make antivirus, anti-malware software are on top of these things. They are around the clock looking for new threats and coming up with solutions and changing their threat definitions to detect those threats and prevent them. So we're relying on them to do that work for us and then pass the information down.
And what is malware?
Malware is malicious software. So it can do a variety of different things to your computer that cause problems. A lot of it is designed to steal your personal information. So obviously, you know, people would like to have your bank account information so they can steal your money or your credentials to other sites, maybe steal your identity. Identity theft would be another thing that they would be going after.
And you mentioned the DNS, which is the domain name system. It's an internet service that converts, as you say, user-friendly domain names so that we can use them. How does that work? How do they get paid? And tell us about that.
Well, an internet service provider will have a DNS server that provides that information. So they're getting paid by the by providing service to people who are getting services from them.
All right. This stuff is complicated.
It is. But it all works. It all works.
And you told me during the break you thought maybe this was a little bit overblown. The media were talking about it too much.
Yeah, it's a threat that's been around for months. And it's just that not everyone has taken steps. The FBI has had these servers up for, I forget exactly how long. The deadline has already been extended once. So it's something that I've been aware of for quite a while and other professionals would have been aware of for a while. It's probably most likely that it will affect individual consumer type users and not so much companies.
And if you're a business and you've got a website and you do a lot of business online, not only do you have to keep up with this stuff, but you have to know how to get help.
You do. And sometimes that's the most important thing is knowing how to get help, knowing that there's a company that you can trust to give you the right advice and help you out and do that at a reasonable price so that you don't get yourself into trouble.
All right. And for people who want more information about this and how KI Technology Group can help, where do they go?
Well, if their internet's working today, they can go to kitechnologygroup.com. If not, they can give us a call at 517-333-6540.
Linda Lynch is the president of KI Technology Group. We've been talking tech time here on the Tony Conley Morning Show. And, of course, KI Technology Group takes care of all of our services and needs for our computers here in studio as well as in office. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony.